To whose temple the arch is starlit.
To whose temple the arch is starlit.
In whose temple the sun is the image of God.
In whose temple the sun is the image of God.
To whose temple the moon goes every month.
To whose temple the moon goes every month.
And brings the message out.
And brings the message out.
Every full moon.
Every full moon.
And whose message.
And whose message.
The moon sings, as a word of 16 letters. His religion I belong to.
His temple I visit.
His name I utter.
His glory I live in.
To him.
I offer the lotus of my day.
To him.
I offer the lotus of my night.
Master Namaskaram.
Master
C. V. V. Namaskaram.
Master
M. N. Namaskaram.
Master
E.K. Namaskaram.
Master E.K. Namaskaram.
Master Namaskaram.
Master Namaskaram.
Medhame. Hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and sisters in relation to the inner temple activity. Yesterday I have given the three bridges, the bridging of the higher lights with the lower lights, by which the temple can be formed. I explained to you that Sahasrara and Mooladhara, they constitute a bridge. Sahasrara is preceded by Jupiter. Mooladhara is preceded by Saturn. సో జూపిటర్ సాటర్న్ హీఈస్ ఎ బ్రిడ్జ్. వన్ హాస్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్పాండింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, అనదర్ ఈజ్ ఎ కన్సాలిడేటింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. సాటర్న్ కన్సాలిడేట్స్, జూపిటర్ కాజెస్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్. దట్స్ వై ది బ్రిడ్జ్, వెన్ వి థింక్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రిడ్జ్ వీ థింక్ ఆఫ్ సహస్ర అండ్ మూలాధార యాజ్ ది ఫస్ట్ బ్రిడ్జ్. ది ప్లానెట్ ఈస్ ది ప్లానెట్స్ ఆర్ జూపిటర్ అండ్ సాటర్న్. ది నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ వీ రిసీవ్ ఫ్రమ్ హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్ వయా జూపిటర్ shall have to be consolidated through our speeches and actions which are settled with the help of Saturn. If one doesn't have Saturnian energy, one cannot fix things, one cannot anchor things. For kingdom of God to be established upon earth, Saturn is very important. Saturn should not be seen as a negative planet. It is the one that enables manifestation. Muladhara is down to earth. Saturn is down to earth. And Saturn brings down any plan to its reality on the ground, provided we follow the procedures very appropriately. Saturn demands accuracy. Saturn demands attention to the minutest things. Attention to the minutest things. A small detail when forgotten, a big plan can fail. A small detail when forgotten, a big plan can fail. A huge machine may collapse if one bolt is missing. A huge machine can collapse if just one bolt is missing. That's it. Maybe very huge, but one bolt can decide the fate of the whole machine. That's why the first and fundamental teaching in wisdom is be accurate in your detail. Be accurate in your detail. Be precise in your detail. Be attentive in your detail. If we don't see the flight time correctly, he may have planned so many things through a travel. But if you don't see the time correctly, and if you see one thing and believe another thing, then it is gone. So, isn't it? If someone says the flight is at 1:15 p.m. and if you don't listen well, and if you think it is 1:50 p.m. gone. The flight is gone, all schedules are gone, isn't it? Normally in kitchen we have sugar and salt, both containers side by side. In the morning hours when you are not very alert, as you prepare your coffee, if you put a spoon of salt in the coffee but not a spoon of sugar, the coffee is gone, isn't it? That's why Saturn is considered to be the first teacher. He is the one who keeps us very accurate. If you are not accurate, you are bound to fail. If I ask someone who lives in Iguazu how much time it takes from San Juan Hotel to the waterfalls on the Brazilian side, he should be able to say it accurately. What is the distance? What is the kilometers? You should be able to say accurately. You should not be vague. You should not be incorrect. Normally, it is so with us. Normally, we go by our imagination and say things. We use imagination where it is not needed. There are areas where you need to imagine. You need to visualize. That's a different story. But here, when you are relating to things on the ground, it has to be very accurate. If there is no accuracy, you are bound to fail. Numbers give accuracy. If you are not accurate, you are not accurate with numbers also. Many people are, they confuse the numbers. If it is 452, they say 425. If the number is 452, they will read as 425. It's 452 very clearly written, but you say 425. 432 is said as 423. This jumbling is an account of inaccuracy. That's why you are taught in the childhood to work with a series of numbers, 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 numbers. If you work with numbers all the time, you gain accuracy. The accountants, their success is on account on the basis of the accuracy that they have, which they gain through numbers. They gain numbers. To many people, to keep accounts is boring, you know. To many people, to keep accounts is boring. They don't. But for an occult student, a teacher says, keep an account of every expenditure you make. Keep an account of every expenditure you make. It can be 1 peso, or a quarter of a peso, or a half a peso, or 10 pesos, whatever it is, make note. It's a discipline. It's a discipline that you maintain a daily account of your expenditure so that you would yourself know what is it, in what aspects you are spending your energy, which is translated into money. It's only your energy. It is translated into the pesos and you hold it. In spending that energy, you should note into what areas the energy is being spent. People who are good with personal accounting would always be good in economics. Good in economics. If you are not careful about your personal economics, then you cannot handle your personal economics. You cannot handle the economics of the group. You cannot handle the economics of a larger community. You don't gain that habit of being accountable. Habit of self-accountability. Self-accountability is the fundamental virtue for any man to grow. I should always ask myself, did I speak well? Did I speak accurately? Did I do well? Every evening you have to review, or every morning you have to review yesterday's action. Did you think well? Did you speak well? Did you act well? How accurate are you? How did you spend your time? How did you spend your money? How did you spend your energy? in terms of thoughts, speeches and actions. There is an accountability to it. Accounts do not mean only the bookkeeping. The accountability is a dimension which generates in us the what you call conscience. Conscience. Antaratma, we call it. Antaratma, the inner be, the inner voice. Inner voice. The inner voice is developed when we are self-accountable. When we are self-accountable. That self-accountability is a dimension of Saturn. And for the one who is self-accountable, the knowledge flows in much better. The knowledge flows in much better. If you have learned something on Sunday morning and something more on Sunday afternoon, and again we met on Monday morning and we met on Monday evening, so four sessions are over, how much do we remember with respect to these four sessions? Is an accountability. Normally, as we move forward, we leave things behind. We don't carry what is learnt before. When what is learnt is also held, your learning is progressive. When what is learnt is not held, there is no progress. If you set a brick, the next brick can be kept only when the other brick is fixed well. Isn't it? We build brick after brick. We cannot build if one brick as it is set is removed by the next day. When you set the brick, it is again the first brick. Isn't it? Likewise, when we keep learning, and whatever we learn, when we are forgetting, we are where we are. Isn't it? It's like a frog trying to come out of the well. In a day, it tries to cover, say, 10 steps. Then it sleeps. When it slips down. So next day it starts all over again, isn't it? So when will the frog come out of the well? Unless it is progressive, it cannot come out of the well. When will the wall of a temple be built? Unless it is progressive. Likewise, whatever we learn, we have to cumulatively recollect. This is a dimension of Saturn. If your Saturn is strong, one thing which you would find in you is, are you self-accountable? First fundamental thing. Are you self-accountable? You don't have to be. You may hoodwink the whole world, but you can't hoodwink your own being. You may mislead the whole world, but you can't mislead the inner conscience. So therefore, accountability is not for the sake of government. Accountability is not for the sake of some auditors and other inspectors. Accountability is for your own self. Self-accountability is a dimension of Saturn. It develops self-consciousness. Then it keeps on questioning you. It keeps on questioning you. Why are you not accurate? Why are you not in right relation? Why are you like this? So there has to be someone in us who should try to govern from within. There should be someone who would govern from within. When you have a governor within, you don't need a governor outside. Isn't it? If you are yourself governed, nobody need to tell us యూ షుడ్ డూ లైక్ దిస్, యూ షుడ్ డూ లైక్ దిస్, బికాజ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ గవర్నింగ్ ఆర్ సెల్ఫ్ రూల్ ఈజ్ ఎ డైమెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ సాటన్ అండ్ దట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి పిక్డ్ అప్. దట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి పిక్డ్ అప్. వీ షుడ్ ఫీల్ అషేమ్డ్ ఇఫ్ వీఆర్ టోల్డ్ టు డూ సంథింగ్ విచ్ వీ హ్యావ్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ డన్. That you should have done like this should not arise. That's the beauty of the seventh ray or Saturn or seventh chakra, that is Muladhara. We all speak of seventh rays, self-rule, Swaraj, liberation, liberty, etc., etc. Liberty comes only to the man who is self-accountable. Liberty comes only to a person, let me not say man. Liberty comes to a person who is self-accountable. In him, the self-accountability develops as inner conscience that starts questioning yourself of your thoughts, questioning yourself about your speeches, questioning you about your own actions. This is what is called in the Christian theological parlance as the devil's advocate. In the Christian church system, they have a devil's advocate. Meaning there is someone with you who always questions you. Questions you of your conduct. Questions of you. That comes from Saturn, and only to such persons there can be cumulative progress. Saturn gives that kind of cumulative continuous progress. See, if you wish to do very well in your education also, because most of you are out of it now, for those who are in the those who go to colleges, universities, schools, if you recollect what you have studied yesterday, today, and what you have studied, and tomorrow you recollect what you have studied day before yesterday, yesterday and today. Like that, if you keep on recollecting whatever you have learnt before, there is a continuity of learning, number one. There is assimilation of what is learned, number two. And there is a progressive learning, number three. And you would be thorough of what you have learned. When I was a student, I used to recollect whatever I studied yesterday, I wanted to test if I remember today. And then whatever I studied the day before, I try to recollect. And the day before, and the day before, and the day before, up to 21 days, you could recollect whatever you have studied in whichever subject, you should be able to recollect. It's a game. You play with yourself. It develops an excellent memory. Excellent. Firstly, because memory is what we lose as we close one incarnation. Memory is what we lose as we close one incarnation and get into another incarnation. Isn't it? That's why we don't remember when we come back again into life what it was in the past. Why? Because the memory is not trained. Yesterday's things today we don't remember. You don't have to remember non-essentials. You have to remember the essentials. The essentials have to be remembered. Whatever is essential for your task, all that you have learned before shall have to come back to you just as you press the button. Now that you have the software and the computer, you just touch a button, the window opens and you get the information. ఇట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ యువర్ ఓన్ బ్రెయిన్ విచ్ ఈస్ రిప్రొడ్యూస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మెషిన్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ ది ప్రెస్ ది బటన్ యూ షుడ్ నో వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ డన్ హియర్ బిఫోర్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు కీప్ టెస్టింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. Keep testing us. That's what I keep doing even today. I keep doing because failure of memory is failure of continuity of consciousness. Failure of memory is failure of continuity of consciousness. So from time to time, you have to test yourself. Do you remember what you have said before? What did you speak in this St. John hotel before, in which year, what was the topic? If you remember, good. If you don't remember, you have to make effort to remember. That's why when Sister Rosie came, was it in 2001 that we conducted your marriage in this hall? This is what I said. She was very happy, you know. Naturally, if someone remembers your year of marriage or the month of marriage or even the date of marriage, and then the topic was Uranus and the building was inaugurated by us, this building, so this all should, you should not carry all that all the time, but when you come to an event, the related information should come back to you. Those who are poor in Saturn are those who are poor in memory. So you have to train yourself with your memory. You have to train yourself with your accountability. This is what Saturn teaches us. What is the use in if Jupiter keeps on giving knowledge to a student who blissfully forgets the next moment? Today, the major problem is memory. If you see in the younger generation, the major problem is memory. Nothing remains here. Useless things are all filled here. Useful things, there is no place for it. What did we eat in St. John in 2001 is not very important. What was the breakfast that we have taken in St. John Hotel in 2001 is not so very important. But whatever you have learnt is important. Why? Because whatever land comes with you along with your soul and personality, whatever you eat is gone next day, isn't it? If not the next day, if it doesn't go even after the next day, we have to think of some therapy. So therefore, this ability to recollect, it is called smriti in scriptures, smriti, recollection. There is a method of recollecting who you are before you came into this world. What a facility. Before you came into this world, we all know that we were in our mother's wombs, isn't it? How did we come into the mother's womb? Through the father. We land. This is the runway for the incarnating souls. The head of the man is the runway for the incarnating soul. It lands there. Then he enters through the system and then into the womb. But from where did you arrive here? See, when we all landed in Iguazu airport, we know from where we have come to Iguazu. Isn't it? So from where did we come into this incarnation? This is there is a school of thought that wants you to think about it. Kasya tvamva kuta ayataha tattvam chintaya varam varaha. Like that, there is a statement in for coming from a great initiate. From where have you come? What for have you come? From where have you come here? Why are you born in Argentina? Why are you born in Buenos Aires, or in Olavaria, or in Santa Fe, or in Parana, or in Posadas, or in Iguazu? Why? Por qué? Why only here? You made a choice. We don't know that we made these choices. If we are here today, don't we know why we are here? Today when we are here, don't we know why we are here? Likewise, when we have chosen a particular couple to incarnate, we made a choice. We made a choice, but we forgot because we don't have that memory. That's one of the major schools of thought promoted by Master Kuthumi. Master Kuthumi, he always asks his disciples to contemplate upon from where have you come and what for have you come. These are not written in the books. And he will not give you books to read. He will not give you books to read. He says, get into contemplation, try to know, trace back. You see, there are some therapies by psychologists who try to trace you back to find your problems. But the major problem is, why have I come here? Okay, having come here, what am I to do? We normally do what all others do around, isn't it? The parents tell you, see, next door neighbor, his children is doing, they are doing like this. Yeah. They put you to school. So you also put your children to school. They buy a horse to their child. You also buy a horse to your child. When they grow, the other child comes with a motorbike. So you also buy a motorbike. This is how we live in this world. He goes to Iguazu, we also go to Iguazu. It's all by imitating the neighbors or imitating the society. We keep just living, forgetting what for have we come here. Saturn holds the key. Saturn can completely cover your memory. And Saturn has the keys to open your memory. For that, you should test yourself all the time. How unforgetting are we? Unforgetful. We are forgetful generally. There is another scripture which says, when a disciple asked Sanat Sujata, one of the four Kumaras, what is death? A king has asked Sanat Sujata, who is one of the four Kumaras. Sanat Kumara is one, Sanaka is one, Sanandana is another, Sanat Kumara is number three, Sanat Sujata is number four. These are the four Kumaras. When Sanat Sujata was present, a king has asked him, what is death? What is death? Sanat Sujata said, to forget is death. That's it. మరొపే మృత్యువు. మర ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఫర్గాటన్ వాట్ యువర్ బిఫోర్, సో హ్యావింగ్ అరైవ్డ్ వెన్ యూ ఫర్గెట్ వై హ్యావ్ యూ కమ్ హియర్, వీ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ కమ్ హియర్ సప్ లెట్ అస్ సే దట్ వీ ఆల్ ల్యాండెడ్ ఇన్ ఇగ్వజు ఎయిర్పోర్ట్, దెన్ సడన్లీ అవర్ మెమరీ ఇస్ గాన్. బిఫోర్ వీ కేమ్ టు ఇగ్వజు వీ న్యూ వాట్ వీ వర్ టు బి హియర్, దట్ వీ గో టు సెంజువాన్ హోటల్ అండ్ వీ స్టే దేర్ ఫర్ ఏ వీక్ డేస్ అండ్ దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఏ థీమ్ రిలేటింగ్ టు టెంపుల్ అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ మెడిటేషన్స్ అండ్ వీ రిలేట్ టు ది విజ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ ది హైరార్కీ బ్లా 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 ఆధర్ వీ రిమెంబర్. బట్ హ్యావింగ్ ల్యాండెడ్ ఇన్ ఇగ్వజు ఎయిర్పోర్ట్ సడన్లీ ది మెమరీ ఇస్ గాన్. కపు ఇన్ ది లాంగ్వేజ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బ్రదర్ ఆస్కార్ దెపెద్రిస్, I very well remember him. It is who brought me for the first time to Iguazu in a very wonderful vehicle, which is the oldest of the times. The vehicle was raining. Into the roofs were raining. And then we have to tie down the door with a rope so that it will not get away from the... It's a wonderful experience. From Posadas to Iguazu, we came by him. Oscar de Pedris. His brother is here today. Eduardo de Pedris. They are wonderful beings. So he took us by a wonderful car which you can never remember. Not only for this life. If you have memory, you will remember next life also. Imagine when we come to Iguazu, now that we landed say on Saturday or Friday, and suddenly our memory is gone. When such things happen, Oscar de Pedris used to say, kaput. 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 It was his pet word, kaput. Gone. See, the moment we are in Iguazu airport and someone comes to receive you, you don't know him. You don't know him. You don't know. Most of us have met even before, not only in this life. But do we remember? Kaput. Most of the things which we are doing now, the related connections are there even in the previous incarnation. But when we don't know, we keep doing the same things, isn't it? So what is so big about? So memory is nothing but the ability to hold on to the continuity of consciousness. If you hold on to the continuity of consciousness, you know what it was in the previous incarnation and what for have you come and what are you to do now and where are you to go the hereafter. Where are we to go from hereafter? We all know. The moment this seminar is over on Sunday, we know where we have to go, don't we? And most of us also have our tickets to our destinations. But do we know where do we go after this incarnation? Do we? If someone asks you, where from have you come? We have no answer. If we are asked what for have you come, we have no answer. Where will you go after, we have no answer. So what should we think of such persons? As we are, we don't know from where we have come, we don't know what we have to do, and we don't know where we have to go. Ha 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 ha! అండ్ వీ లుక్ ఎట్ సమ్మన్ అండ్ సే హీ ఈజ్ మెంటల్లీ హ్యాండిక్యాప్డ్ బట్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ మెంటల్లీ హ్యాండిక్యాప్డ్ బికాస్ అవర్ మెమరీ ఈజ్ ది హ్యాండిక్యాప్ మెమరీ ఈజ్ ది హ్యాండిక్యాప్ సో ది టాపిక్ హ్యాస్ ఎక్స్పాండెడ్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఐ జస్ట్ స్టార్టెడ్ విత్ ది బ్రిడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సాటర్న్ జూపిటర్ Without Saturn, without Saturn, nothing can happen. Nothing. And most of the astrologers frighten you by Saturn. Oh, Saturn is visiting your moon. Saturn is visiting your sun. Saturn is visiting your ascendant. So what? He is our benefactor. We should know. The best benefit comes to us through Saturn. The benefits that Saturn can bestow, no other planet can bestow. Because it makes you strong in details. It makes you accurate. It makes you completely reliable. It makes you accountable for everything. And above all, it enables you to recollect through remembrance even remote past. Remote past. Remote past. To such a one, if knowledge is given, the teacher is happy. If you tell a student in the school once, and forever he remembers, and forever he acts by it, how dear that student would be to the teacher? He feels joyful to look at such a student, that this fellow never forgets. He need not be told for a second time. Isn't it? So that's why Jupiter looks for Saturnian energy, so that the knowledge is well received, well assimilated, well cemented, and it is utilized. That's the bridge. The second bridge is between Sun and Mars, Ajna and Sacral. Sun and Mars. The will of the Sun is distorted as desire. In the lower torso. The sun center is in Ajna. We have all willed to be in this present incarnation. What will that drove us here? We should know. What am I to do here? Will degenerates into desire in the lower torso. Desire. People are mostly after desires than after doing what they have to do. That is the great digression in human life. What am I to do is different from what am I to desire. To many people, the desire and the will, they are confusing. Whatever they desire, they think that that is what their will is. The will to do is different from the desire. The will to do comes from either worldly obligation or for your progress in terms of your evolution. That's why to do what is to be done is different from doing whatever we want to do. That's where every scripture speaks of discrimination. Is it a desire to do things or it is to be done? The distinction between desire and will is gone. So therefore you are asked to meditate upon the sun center to know the will of things. From the childhood, from the seventh year, a child should be advised to contemplate upon the today, humanity is driven by a desire more than the will to do. Whatever they desire, they think that is the will. Whatever is willed, what for have you come? That's what we say every morning in the prayer. From the will of God, isn't it? From the center where the will of God is known. Let purpose guide the little wills of men. Because does it serve a purpose? Whatever we do, does it serve a purpose? Does it mean good to others? Does it mean enhancement of your comprehension? When it does not enhance your comprehension, when whatever you do is not of great benefit to the surroundings, why should you do that? When there is food prepared by mother at home which is chaste enough, we go and eat in restaurants. What is the purpose? In simple things I am saying. We have a pen to write. If you find another pen in a showroom which looks beautiful, do you need it? You don't. But you buy. You buy because it is nice. Because it is attractive. Not only a pen, watch. Many watches. One watch is it not sufficient? Why another watch? It's a desire. One pair of shoes for in the house and another for the outside. How many pairs of shoes we hold? How much of clothing we hold? How many bikes we own? Every new bike we have to buy. That's the craze today. So what is the purpose? No purpose. Purposeful living is different from a life full of desires. Life full of desires. Variety is given by nature, but you should know what is yours. There are so many things set up for the breakfast, isn't it? So many variety of bread is there. So much variety of sweet bread is there. There is also fruit juices, there are fruits. What is it your stomach needs? You should say. Normally, we keep on gathering out of desire. Not out of necessity. Not out of necessity. Many things we do mostly because we like it. You like it is okay, but do you need it? Do you need it? If you need, yes. If you don't need, you are running after the desires. That is what normally in a human being mass promotes. Normally in a human being mass promotes lot of desire. The desire to establish Christ all over the globe has driven the Christian missionaries with so much of desire. And in the books of Master Zalkul, he writes, it's all because of the drive of Mars without reason. There were wisdom sciences in every part of the planet. So replacing it with an inferior system is not seen as a great act. But it was done because of desire. So many things we do in the world out of desire. And consequently, we are slaves of desire, but not. We have lost the distinction between desire and the will. The discriminative will and the desire. We have to apply the discrimination and say, should we not? Is there a purpose? Does it mean anything to the ones whom you relate to? Or does it mean some expansion of consciousness in you? It's the whole world runs by desire only. So to overcome the desire, you are suggested to relate to the sun center in you. The sun center. Sun regulates, because sun in the solar system is the king of the solar system. From there the will generates. When the will generates, it relates to Mars. Mars tends to be wriggling out of desire into devotion. Meaning, as I said yesterday, it finds an aspiration to be something in life, to do something good for the society. That kind of a noble aspiration Mars takes to. That's why I suggest in the book Mithila also, from the 7th year the child should be given a noble task. Ask them to think what they would like to be. What is it that they would like to be in terms of the as benefactors to the society? So that they orient themselves towards it and work towards it. They work for a purpose. When you do not have a purpose, you don't have a real journey. When you don't set targets and keep reaching them, you don't have a journey. Just like the rider on the horse has a purpose to ride on it, to cover the journey. So, association with sun is most important for the desire nature to be transformed into a purposeful nature. So most of the people, when there is a vacation, what is it that they do? They just fulfill their desires, isn't it? I know people from North Germany also come to Mediterranean Sea only to spend their energy in varieties of ways. They go to Mallorca, they go to Minorca, they go to all holiday places only to fulfill their desires. And in discharge of their desires, their energy is also discharged. Initially, when I was coming to Europe, I used to see when people come back from weekends, on Sunday evening they will all return from their weekends. And most of them are weakened by the weekends. They are so debilitated by the weekend. Why? Because they do dancing, they do drinking, they do eating, they do all kinds of things. And then by the time the weekend is over, their energy is gone. So in the return journey, only one man with great difficulty he keeps his eyes open and drive. The rest in the car they are asleep. Tired. That's what we call like squeezed oranges. Or smashed potatoes. What is that we can? And we think we are very civilized. We know things. But how much has energy is drawn away from you by a weekend? Do we do purposeful things in the weekend? I know people, during the weekend they sleep more. They sleep more. That means you have lost time. Isn't it? One third of life is already lost by sleep. Do you know that? You may have, say, 84 years of good life. Let us say that. One third of it. How much is one third? 18 years. Isn't it? One third of 84. 28 years. In your life, 28 years is just not there. Do you know that? You should be an accountant to know these things. 28 years you don't have. So 84 minus 28. You hardly have 56 years. Isn't it? In that, how much time is lost for eating? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, cooking. Cooking and eating. At the rate of one third of a day, not one third, 3 hours of a day, 1/8 of a day. So if you reduce like that, real working is hardly 48 or 44 years. And what is it that you can accomplish? You have to see, what am I to accomplish? That's why relating to sun is important for every being. That's it. Sun is the image of God, isn't it? That's what it says. The invocation says, relating to the sun, you receive the will of God. Dhiyaha yonaha prachodayat. That is what we say in Gayatri Mantra. Meaning, let our wills be alerted. Let our wills be stimulated. Let us live our lives in tune with our will, not in tune with our desires. Desires belong to lower torso. Will relates to the head. Lower torso is matter, material. Upper torso is force. The head is consciousness. Consciousness, force and matter. That's the hierarchy. Consciousness in the head, force in the upper torso, and matter in the lower torso. That's what we also say, the solar light, then comes the power of the air, Surya, Vayu, Agni. Fire by friction, solar fire and electric fire. Thousands of ways it can be said, they are three number. So you have to supplement your desire nature shall have to be replaced by the purposeful nature which the will directs. Therefore, for temple building, one of the most important steps is to meditate upon the sun in the forehead. Meditate upon the sun in the forehead. The symbol of sun is given as a circle with a central point. Meditate upon the circle with a central point at the forehead. That is what enables you to link up to the master consciousness. ది మాస్టర్ ఇన్ యూ కెన్ బి కాంటాక్టెడ్ బై కాంటెంప్లేటింగ్ అపాన్ ది విల్ సెంటర్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ది ఫోర్ హెడ్. సో ఇమాజిన్ ఎ సన్ రైజ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ది ఐబ్రోస్, ఎ సన్ రైజ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ టెండ్స్ టు బి ఎ ఫుల్ సన్ బాల్. As the sun rises, you would see all colors relating to the sun ball, starting with red and then slowly turning to be reddish yellow, then yellow, then again blue and then white upon a blue background. To see the sun ball at the forehead is the king of the meditation suggested in the scriptures. King. Close your eyes. As if during the sunrise hours, it is much more propitious. As the sun rises in the east, the sun which is in you as your master, he rises in your east. The forehead is the east. So keep on looking at the sun ball as a very resplendent, self-effulgent, attractive light, sphere of light upon the background of clean blue sky. That is what helps you to get the rays of the sun into you, by which the will of God is known. That is why Gayatri has become the queen of the mantras in the Vedic system. The Vedic system, Gayatri said, there is no mantra equal to Gayatri. There is no mantra equal to Gayatri, and it relates to the light that comes through our sun. It relates to the light that comes through our sun. It comes from beyond the cosmic sun, via cosmic sun to solar center, from there to our sun and unto us. In four steps it reaches us. So when you relate to it and sing Gayatri in the morning, what is its the true impact? Its true impact is your will is stimulated, your will is alerted, and you are not drawn by your desires, you are drawn more by your will. So when you are will oriented, you keep performing in tune with the purpose of your life. Otherwise, you are into desires. Right from the teenage, when you only get into desires, already by 27 years, you are a spent force. Finished. No more energy. And by 30 years you are sick. And another great damage is your memory fails. That's the worst thing. When desire dominates the will, slowly the brain is eaten away. That's why Alzheimer's sets in those people who are excessively desirous. Today it is a great danger, Alzheimer's, forgetfulness. We forget. That means even while we are living, we are dead. Memory is gone. As forgetfulness increases, memory dies. So you don't even remember things relating to this life. But what wisdom tells is you can remember things relating to your past life. For a master of wisdom, he can trace back up to 7 lives relating to him. Beyond that, it is not necessary for him. Not necessary. Because he knows what he has to do now on the basis of what he has done before. So if you forget whatever it is in this life, then where is this? You are lost. So therefore in temple building, while Saturn stands first, the training of Saturn. The second is to generate enough will in us. The earlier you develop the will, the earlier you are into the purpose of your life. If you start early, you reach in time, isn't it? If you start late, you may not arrive, isn't it? On the roads we see boards, signboards. Start early, drive slowly, reach safely. Start early. Drive slowly. You don't have to drive fast because you have started early. You can enjoy the journey. Looking here, looking there with a slow drive. It's safe and you will reach in time. That's why the human life, the initial stages of life are very, very important. Very important. That's why the seers of all times, they suggest to give the right direction to the child right from 5th year, if not 7th year. Don't let him away. Then you haven't done your duty towards the child. When the child is already into desire patterns, to come out of desire patterns to fulfill a purpose is very difficult. So therefore the sun center, every day as you wake up in the morning, please remember, while there is a sunrise for the region, there is a personal sunrise to each one of us. It's a personal sunrise for every one of us. The personal sunrise is when you are awakening from sleep. That's the personal sunrise. That means the sun in you is awakening and you get aware. From sleep to awareness, when it happens, then at that very moment, think of the sun ball with you as the center of it. That's the personal awakening. You have to relate to it. You may get up late, doesn't matter. You may get up late, but you have your sunrise. If you get up even at 10 o'clock, that is your sunrise, personal sunrise. If you wake up at 4 o'clock, it is your personal sunrise. But a sunrise is a sure event every day for every being, for every person. So we have our sunrise. We cannot say, I don't have my sunrise. The moment you are awakened, it means the sun in you has awakened. That's why you know that you exist. Otherwise, you don't even know. So as you awake, think of the sun ball and the... Think of... Try to visualize the sun ball. Who is the image of God? Isn't it? That's what the image of God. Every morning we think of some prayer or some understanding of God, etc. But the direct perception of God is the sun ball. Sun. There is nothing in this universe as effulgent as sun. You can show me if there is anything. In this solar system, there is nothing more effulgent than sun. If you speak beyond solar system, we don't know because we don't see. You can't speak of the central sun, cosmic sun. You don't know. You haven't seen them. You know your father. You may not know your grandfather. He may not be there by the time you are born. You may not know your great-grandfather. You know your father. Like that we know the sun. He is 3-in-1. Like us, he is also 3-in-1. So in him we have ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ యూనివర్స్. హీ ఈజ్ ది సోర్స్ టు అస్. సో యాజ్ యూ వేక్ అప్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ బాల్ అట్ ది సెంటర్ అండ్ థింక్ హౌ ది సన్ ఈజ్ వర్కింగ్. When sun rises, it's a magic on the planet. It's a magic. Everything awakens. Everything receives its life. Everything receives its intelligence. Everything is received. You read from the book Sun, what happens when the sun moves upon it, unlike the sky. There are 64,000 seers keep walking before the sun, praising the sun. There are so many Gandharvas, meaning the nymphs of light. They are dancing principles of intelligence. They keep on dancing before, announcing the sunrise. All the seven seers, they walk before the sun to give the message that the sun is coming. 6 categories of great illumined beings walk before the sun. Just like when a king is on the king's way, there are so many who walk before him. It is such a great event every day. So in you, when there is the sunrise, just think of it. I specifically dedicated a chapter upon the sun's chariot in the book on sun. There is a chapter dedicated to the chariot of the sun. What is it that precedes him before he rises? What is it that succeeds him after he rises? It's only for our, when you relate to it, we say, wow. We don't know really. The magnitude of work that happens to this sun. We relate to some very pretty things and create religions about it. All our religions are about pretty things compared to sun. He is the boss. He is the savior. You know that? In the Vedic scriptures, sun is considered as the savior. The blood red rays that you receive from the sun during the morning hours is what saves us. That's how the Vedic hymns are. The blood red rays that come through the sun, especially in the month of Capricorn, they are the rays of the savior. We replace that savior with some other savior. See, all the original is replaced by substitutes. And substitutes are further replaced by other substitutes. Then further substitutes. Then inferior substitutes. And we hang around them, forgetting the original. This humanity, be it in the East, be it in the West, be it in the North or South, originally all groups on all parts of the planets were only relating to the sun. Only. Because that is the direct perception of what we call God. Why other gods? All other gods came through him. He is the one. That's why the first and fundamental worship of humanity was about sun, because you see him daily. Later, since there is also the night hours where you don't see the sun, fire came to be the next worshipping system, worshipping fire. First of all, it is worshipping the sun. Later it is worshipping the fire. Later many other things. See, the more you work with substitutes, you tend to లూజ్ సైట్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ ఒరిజినల్ సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ది మాస్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ గివ్ అస్ బ్యాక్ ది ఒరిజినల్ విజ్డమ్. దేర్ వర్క్ ఈజ్ టు గివ్ అస్ ఒరిజినల్ విజ్డమ్. దే డు నాట్ ఎంకరేజ్ దట్ వీ వర్షిప్ దెమ్. దే డు నాట్ ఎంకరేజ్ దట్ వీ వర్షిప్ దెమ్. దే ఎంకరేజ్ టు లిసన్ టు దేర్ టీచింగ్స్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ పాసిబుల్ ఫాలో దెమ్. వర్షిప్ ఈజ్ టు ది వన్ హూ ఈజ్ షైనింగ్ త్రూ ది సన్, త్రూ హూమ్ టు హూమ్ ది సన్ ఈజ్ ఇమేజ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ టు హిస్ టెంపుల్ వీ బిలాంగ్. Isn't it? His glory we sing. That's how it is. Isn't it? So we have so many varieties of other worships which are but poor substitutes to the original worship. And that sun is available to you as you wake up in the morning. As you wake up in the morning, is there? What more you want when the sun is in you and he rises in you and gives you the warmth, gives you the light, gives you the purpose, gives you life. It is through him you have all the seven rays, isn't it? We speak of first ray, second ray, third ray. All rays emerge from the sun only. Why you are worried about a particular ray when you are with the sun? When you are given the whole dish, why do you deny the entire total dish and take a part of it? So that's why during ancient times when wisdom prevailed on the planet, as I said, either in the east or in the west or in the north or in the south of this planet, relating to the sun was the first thing to do. Because, and sun is not seen as the source of light, he is seen as the means of light. Sun is seen as the means of light, he is the window through which the light comes to entire solar system. All seven ray principles, seven planetary principles, everything is from the sun. That sun you relate daily in the morning. More and more you relate to the sun, you tend to grow in your awareness. You would not be any more childish. You can be childlike but not childish. You can be joyful like children but you won't be childish like children, always looking for chocolates, ice creams and the like. They are just small example. Your desire gets replaced by the will of God. Once you are touched by the will of God, your journey is on and it can never be disturbed because the sun ray is such. So therefore the second bridge is about. The first bridge is Jupiter-Saturn, where you have to make your Saturn strong so that whatever the Jupiter transmits is held firmly, is held intact. And for such ones, to teach such students, the teachers are also very happy. That's why to a good student, it's enough if once it is told. We call them, such are the ones who are called brilliant. Once said, it is said forever. That is Saturn, Jupiter. Now Sun, Mars, where Sun replaces Mars. Replaces Mars means The power of Mars is given orientation to fulfill the will. The power of Mars, which is very invincible power. The యూ షుడ్ నో గెట్ ఇన్ టు ది పురాణాస్ టు నో ది బర్త్ ఆఫ్ మాస్. ఇన్ మాస్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ రుద్ర ఆర్ శివ. దట్స్ వై వెన్ వీ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ విల్ సంథింగ్, నథింగ్ కెన్ చేంజ్. యు సీ ది చిల్డ్రన్, దే డోంట్ లిజన్. నో, ఐ వాంట్ టు డూ దిస్. సో దిస్ వాంట్ టు డూ, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ట్యూన్ విత్ పర్పస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫైన్, బట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిజైర్ ఇట్ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ యూ. మాస్ కెన్ పుట్ యూ టు ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, మాస్ కెన్ పుట్ యూ టు ఎ పర్పస్ అండ్ ది రిలేటెడ్ గ్రోత్. So that's the second bridge. Then the third bridge is between the throat center and solar plexus. See, the first and the seventh are together. That's why we say first ray and seventh ray are complementary. First ray and seventh ray. And then we say the Ajna, and then the second ray of, and the sixth ray complementary. Second center and sixth center are complementary. Then the third and the fifth, the mind and mercury. If the impact of mercury happens upon the mind, it's already a great blessing. Because mercury is like the advisor who helps the mind, who is very fickle. A fickle minded person badly needs a good advisor, because if he is like doing one moment, he thinks I shall do like this next moment it changes. Next moment it again changes. It's one of the characteristics of mind. It is like the flame exposed to the wind. Flickering flame, we call it. Flickering. Flickering flame is not useful. Stable flame is useful. The stability to mind comes from mercury. Throat, and then solar plexus. Throat is preceded by mercury. Solar plexus preceded over by mind. Build a bridge between the two, the mind and the higher mind. Mind and higher mind. There are many episodes about it. When mind is associated with mercury, slowly it becomes a wise mind. Wise mind means it is a stable mind. It is not affected by dualities. It is not partisan or partial in its attitude, because Mercury is the most neutral among all planets. Neutrality comes with you, gets into you. From a neutral standpoint, you can see the left, you can see the right, you can see that which is above and that which is below, and you are in the middle all the time. You are in the middle. So Moon and Mercury bridging, these are all contemplations I am speaking to you. Think of Sahasrara, Jupiter, and Mooladhara, Saturn. Imagine that there is a bridge of light between the two. Think of Ajna and Sacral, and think of Sun and Mars, and imagine a bridge of light between the two. And then Mercury and Moon, throat center and solar plexus, think of a silver bridge between the two. This kind of building is important, because the lower triangle is associating with the higher triangle. ది హయ్యర్ ట్రయాంగిల్ ఇస్ డివైన్, ది లోవర్ ట్రయాంగిల్ ఇస్ మండేన్. వెన్ ది టూ జాయిన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్సలెంట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ లైట్. ఎక్సలెంట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ది హయ్యర్ ట్రయాంగిల్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ జూపిటర్ సన్ అండ్ మెర్క్యూరీ, ది లోవర్ ట్రయాంగిల్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ సాటర్న్ మార్స్ అండ్ మూన్. ఇఫ్ దిస్ అలైన్మెంట్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యాపెన్ ది లోవర్ ట్రయాంగిల్ ప్లేస్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావక్ విత్ అస్. ది లోవర్ ట్రయాంగిల్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ది క్రొకడైల్. క్రొకడైల్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ క్రొకడైల్ ఇన్ ఆర్ ఇన్ మెనీ టీచింగ్స్ బిఫోర్. సి మూన్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ ది సౌండ్ మా అండ్ మాస్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ ది సౌండ్ కా. సారీ, సాటర్న్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ ది సౌండ్ కా. సో ఎనీథింగ్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్ కా ఈజ్ సాటర్న్. సో దేర్ ఈజ్ సౌండ్ ఆఫ్ మూన్ విచ్ ఈజ్ మా, ది సౌండ్ ఆఫ్ సాటర్న్ విచ్ ఈజ్ కా, దేర్ ఈజ్ సౌండ్ ఆఫ్ మాస్ విచ్ ఈజ్ రా రా. సో మకర, దీస్ త్రీ ప్లానెట్స్ టుగెదర్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ మకర, మీనింగ్ ది గ్రిప్పింగ్ ఎనర్జీ. ది గ్రిప్పింగ్ ఎనర్జీ, ఇట్స్ నేచర్ ఈజ్ టు గ్రిప్ సంథింగ్. మకర ఆల్సో మీన్స్ క్రొకడైల్. క్రొకడైల్ మకర ఆల్సో మీన్స్ ది ఫైవ్ ఫింగర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది హ్యాండ్. మా ఇస్ ఫైవ్. సో ది గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ ది లోవర్ టార్సో ఈజ్ వెరీ హై అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ షుడ్ మేక్ షూర్ దట్ ఇట్ గ్రిప్స్ ది రైట్ థింగ్. గ్రిప్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ డేంజరస్. వాట్ డూ యూ గ్రిప్ ఈజ్ ది క్వశ్చన్. ఇఫ్ యూ గ్రిప్ ది లైట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ది బెస్ట్ సిచ్యువేషన్. ఇఫ్ యూ గ్రిప్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ దే కాజ్ డ్యామేజ్ టు ది నేటివ్, టు ది పర్సన్. దట్స్ వై ఇన్ ది ఇయర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ 7th to 21st ఇయర్ బిల్డింగ్ ది బ్రిడ్జ్ విత్ ది హయ్యర్ ట్రయాంగిల్ ఈజ్ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ రికమెండెడ్ డ్యూరింగ్ ది టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. Even during the times of education, if you arrange for this building of the bridge between the higher triangle and the lower triangle, then the journey for the rest of the life is a very safe journey. You are accurate, you are self-accountable, you have high conscience, you have a self-rule, self-governance coming from one bridge. And you have the wisdom of Jupiter continuously imparting to you. And secondly, your life is not desire-oriented, it is purpose-oriented. Thirdly, your mind is stable, it can think in terms of neutral attitude towards things. So that's how we join the upper torso and the higher torso together. And in between is Venus, the heart. Then the optimum of human life can be experienced. The splendor of human life can be experienced, not otherwise. The complete splendor of human life can be experienced by a person who builds a bridge between the head and the lower torso via the three planetary or the principles in the higher in the head and three planetary principles in the lower torso. Joining the two triangles is important. That's how we have the symbol of double triangle. The double triangle. When these two triangles join together with Venus in the center, that is what is called David's seal. David's seal. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఇన్ ది ఈస్ట్ యాజ్ ది యంత్ర రిలేటింగ్ టు ది మదర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అండ్ ది హయ్యర్ అండ్ ది లోవర్ జాయిన్ కమ్ టుగెదర్ దెన్ ది బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది బోత్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వన్ వర్క్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి రెగ్యులర్లీ డన్ కాన్షియస్లీ ఇన్ అస్ ఇన్ విచ్ యూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ జూపిటర్ ఇన్ ది సహస్రార అండ్ కాంటెంప్లేట్ అప్ ఆన్ ది సన్ వెరీ ఎర్లీ యాజ్ యూ వేకప్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు వెయిట్ ఇన్ ది ప్రేయర్ టైమ్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ స్టోరీ అబౌట్ ఇట్ అమంగ్ ది ఫాలోవర్స్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధా దేర్ వాజ్ వన్ పర్సన్ హూ వాజ్ ఆల్వేస్ గెటింగ్ అప్ లేట్ ఆల్వేస్ గెటింగ్ అదర్స్ ఆర్ ఆన్ టైమ్ దే వేకప్ ఆన్ టైమ్ బట్ దిస్ ఫెలో హీ కుడ్ నాట్ బుద్ధా గేవ్ ది కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ యాజ్ ఐ టాట్ నౌ దట్ యాజ్ యూ వేకప్ యూ రిలేట్ టు ది సన్ రైజ్ ఇన్ యూ అండ్ ది బెస్ట్ టైం ఫర్ దట్ ఈజ్ ది సన్ రైజ్ లోకల్ సన్ రైజ్ అవర్స్ బట్ దిస్ మ్యాన్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ వేకప్ అకార్డింగ్ టు లోకల్ సన్ రైజ్ దో హీ విల్ వేక్స్ అప్ లేట్ బట్ హీ వాజ్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ది పర్సనల్ సన్ రైజ్ వాజ్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ది పర్సనల్ సన్ రైజ్ మచ్ బెటర్ దాన్ ది అదర్స్ హూ వేకప్ అర్లీ అండ్ బుద్ధా నెవర్ క్రిటిసైజ్ ది స్టూడెంట్ బికాస్ హీ ఈజ్ లెటింగ్ గెటింగ్ అప్ లేట్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ హీ వాజ్ ఫార్ అహెడ్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ సో వెన్ ది అదర్ డిసైపుల్స్ హ్యావ్ ఆస్క్డ్ హిమ్ హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ సో దట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ లేజీ గూస్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ అహెడ్ ఆఫ్ హీ ఈజ్ అహెడ్ ఇన్ హిస్ టాస్క్ దెన్ అస్ Then Buddha said, he is as much related to the sunrise as you are. And he is related to the sunrise much better than you. When you wake up, that is your sunrise hour. So those who cannot get up during the local sunrise hour need not feel guilty, according to Buddha. Sometime or other you will get up in the morning. Yes, race is happy. From tomorrow you need not get up early in the morning. So therefore, the personal sunrise, which is most important part of today's morning teaching. Because it regulates your desires and transforms you into a purposeful being, a purpose-oriented being, not a desire-oriented being. When you tend to be a desire-oriented being, you are no different from a beast. When you are a purpose-oriented being, you stand a chance to be human, if not divine. That's another dimension. If not divine. At least we can be human. Otherwise we remain beasts. That's why there are very good expressions in Sanskrit. They speak of human beasts. There are humans, there are human beasts, and then there are the seers. Three categories. Most of the humanity is seen as the beasts in the form of humans. Why? Because they are only engaged with the lower torso. They do not use the upper torso or the head energies. So temple building means the image of God should reflect in you. And his love, his knowledge, his will has to be expressed through you. Then only the temple building happens. So therefore this bridging, though it commences, the teaching relating to it, was commenced in the afternoon, it finds its some logical conclusion today. When you do this, in man, the personality and the superman, they join, they come together. The lower torso, as I said, is personality. And the one in the head is the master. They join with the man who each one of us is, the soul, individual soul. ది ఇండివిజువల్ సోల్ ఇస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ ఆన్ వన్ సైడ్ బై ది సూపర్ సోల్ అండ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ బై ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆన్ ది అదర్ సైడ్. ఫ్రమ్ సూపర్ సోల్ టు సోల్, సోల్ టు పర్సనాలిటీ, దెర్ ఇస్ ది ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్. దెన్ దెర్ ఈస్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ఎట్ వన్ మెంట్, మీనింగ్ ది త్రీ ఫంక్షనింగ్ విత్ వన్ పర్పస్. ఎట్ వన్ మెంట్, ఎట్ వన్ మెంట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వర్డ్ విచ్ మాస్టర్ జ్వాల్కుల్ కాయిన్డ్. హీ మేక్స్ ఇన్ దట్ వర్డ్ ఎట్ హైఫన్ వన్ హైఫన్ మెంట్. ఎట్ వన్ మెంట, అటోన్మెంట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వర్డ్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్. అటోన్మెంట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వర్డ్. ఎట్ వన్ మెంట్ మీన్స్ త్రీ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ వన్, అదర్వైజ్ ది త్రీ ఆర్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్రోగ్రామ్స్. ది హెడ్ డస్ నాట్ కోరిలేట్ విత్ ది లోవర్ టార్సో. దేర్ ఇస్ నో కోఆర్డినేషన్ బిట్వీన్ లోవర్ టార్సో అండ్ అప్పర్ టార్సో, అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో కోఆర్డినేషన్ బిట్వీన్ అప్పర్ టార్సో అండ్ ది హెడ్. ది ట్రయాంగిల్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫార్మ్డ్. దెర్ ఆర్ త్రీ లైన్స్ బట్ ది యాంగిల్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ కనెక్టెడ్. వెన్ ది యాంగిల్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ కనెక్టెడ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్ యాజ్ బిట్వీన్ ది త్రీ. దెర్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఇంటర్ ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్ ఫ్రమ్ హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్ టు లోవర్ సర్కిల్స్, ఫ్రమ్ లోవర్ సర్కిల్స్ టు హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్. దట్స్ ఆల్ టెస్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ కాల్డ్ ఇన్ ది ఓల్డ్ టెస్టమెంట్ యాజ్ జాకోబ్స్ లేడర్. ఇన్ ఓల్డ్ టెస్టమెంట్ దే స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ జాకోబ్. వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రాఫిట్స్ ఆర్ ఏ వైజ్ మెన్. జాకోబ్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఇన్ హోమ్ ది దేవాస్ డిసెండ్ ఫ్రమ్ హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్ అండ్ ది మోర్టల్స్ అసెండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది లోవర్ సర్కిల్స్. సో దెర్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అసెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్, దెర్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డిసెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్ అండ్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ హ్యాపీ బ్లెండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్ విత్ ఇన్ ది హ్యూమన్ వేర్ ది త్రీ వర్డ్స్ బికమ్ వన్. సో దట్స్ వేర్ ది టెంపుల్ వర్క్ స్టార్ట్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ డైమెన్షన్. విల్ కంటిన్యూ అగైన్ ఇన్ ది ఆఫ్టర్నూన్. థ్యాంక్ యూ. నమస్కారం.